Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
about what he wants us to do. So we're going to talk on that too. Next week, Thursday night, when the sun set, it will be the remora of blowing the trumpets. All the international, well, at least all the six anointed camps, they're very aware of that. And they are aware of that the gates will be opened up for that feast day called the remora of blowing the trumpets. And our job is to make sure you understand what that means by the remora of blowing the trumpets. That means that it's going to be big time killing. You got a job to do afterwards, then atonement. Then all of a sudden you're going into the other feast, a tabernacle. And that means, again, Yahweh will be sitting on. So all we're doing, we're rehearsing all the righteous acts. But the remora of blowing the trumpets, that is the most brutalist of it all. Because that's when he released some things. Well, I thought we'd talk about it as an unfold. We would leave it like that. 195 International Conference 1-1-01-99 is flashing. Let's bring the elder in and we'll talk about that. Let's get in the spirit and talk about it. Let's not talk about it because we know a little something about it. Let's wait until we get in the spirit. Then we got a sure word. So when you meet the elder, with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Till, Yahweh beat you that same way.
And Yahweh bless you, Seer, as well. See you well. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, that Elder Mr. Till. Well, the stage is set for some big things to happen this time next week. But right now, 195 international countries, everybody got a representative in. 110199 is flashing from the international side. So what have you got to tell the 110199? You on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer, as well. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like 110,099 people came to hear the words of Yahweh. And once again, that's a good thing. Because we find out there are those that come to hear the words of Yahweh, and they receive it. And that's a good thing. Probably mention about that for a few minutes. It's a good thing that we come to do the words of Yahweh. And on the Sabbath days, as we truly mentioned before, the Sabbath day is actually the righteous day of Yahweh. So we expect that generally on the Sabbath day, the righteous day of Yahweh, you know, we read the scriptures, we understand what they say, and we're told by the scriptures what we have to wear, what we should do on this particular righteous day. And this is a day of righteous worship. As I said before, you would not expect anyone on this day that would look for confusion, blasphemy, wrongful, loud, bump the gums action. But unfortunately, we do have to realize things of this nature happens. So since Yahweh is not the author of confusion, what do? Steps have to be taken, righteously taken, to protect any temple from such actions. I give an example in Isaiah chapter 26, verse number 20. 20 says, come, my people, enter into thy chambers and shut the doors about thee. Hide thyself for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. Indignation is the trouble. In the book of 2 Maccabees, chapter 5, looking at verses 25 and 26. Now, before we do that, we're going to go back to that 20 again. Take a look. The indignation. Now, we protect ourselves so that confusion doesn't come in the temple. Years ago, what they used to do, there was no protection. They would eliminate you. In 2 Maccabees, chapter 5, verse 25 and 26, this is 25. Who's coming to Jerusalem? Yadav. And pretending peace did forbear until the righteous day of the Sabbath. When taking the Jews of Yadav, keeping the righteous day, he commanded his men to arm themselves. And we look at also chapter 5. That's 2 Maccabees chapter 6, verse 11. This is such a horrifying statement, I have to overlook it twice myself. In chapter 6, verse 11, and others that had run into the caves nearby to keep the Sabbath secretly, being discovered by Philip, they were all burnt together because they made a concise to help themselves to honor the most sacred day. You know, we mention these things because most of these things are done so the words of Yahuwah doesn't wrongly influence or disturb true teachings. Because in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, who was the author of confusion here? And whom the Yahuwah of this world had blinded the minds of them which believed not, lest the light of the glorious gospel covenant of Yahuwah the Son, who is the image of Yahuwah, should shine unto them. Well, we know that's Satan the devil. So on this program, what we do, we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast. We're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity. Because we give you the word as is truly written from the King James Bible, first and foremost about Yahuwah's words, connecting the Bible books for your education, your health, and foods that you should eat, and as I said, keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because we know you all have not. This is information that a lot of you came to seek, and now you found that what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, Tribe Yadah, that's open for your learning from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Today's is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do, as I said, have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Right on the search line of your device, enter www.tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E, Y-H-D-H.com. After you click enter, just under Big Lion, you'll see some choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any one of the other devices you use, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. Doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindred of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, you remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. Also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you thus as Yahuwah alive. Also, to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. As the seer said, our calendar explains in biblical detail by Scripture when the feast days begin, what they are, and when they end. For the live program, this is featured as only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. This time, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into the live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael at gmail.com. also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other phone number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine once again. Type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadah. Choose the program you were late logging into, or actually, you can listen to any previous day. Also, during the normal Broad Talk broadcasts, we're also simultaneously broadcasting on Pal Talk, where Yahuwah's story will continue. We're listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where your education of Yahuwah is continuing. Online there to answer any Bible questions about the discussed topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Writing Shotgun. We are taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered. Any more to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. Remember, when you're trying to win that bump the gums contest, as I often mention, you miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. You have to remember, we are rehearsing the Righteous Act to learn the words of Yahuwah. As I remind you often, remember what it says in the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the Righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things into your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So do we have a great understanding? I would say yes. So keep your Bibles open. Take notes. Where your learning shall start to begin. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, that was terrible. Well, that's excellent on your part. And, we are catching on the second part of the bottom part of what got to be done. And thus says Yahuwah. Remember, this is a special edition called Thursday Evening. And remember one thing, that this time next week, it will be the feast, the more of blowing the trumpets. We got to get back on that feast day about the remora of blowing the trumpets, because we got to be clear that you understand what's in front of you and what is pointing toward. We understand about the loaves, right? All the eating them up, the drink them up. That is true. But the six anointed camps got a job to do, because everybody else is doing their job, like case in point.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine has FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
What did the president say? He says patience is running thin, see, right? He said his patience is running thin. He said, now, wait a minute. Whoever played that guy, play that again. That's pretty good. Very interesting. You hear what the president of the United States said? What said WCC? What did he say?
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine is FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
So what the president is saying, he says his patience is running thin. He's right. So he says his patience is running thin. He wants you to, he says he made it possible for you to get your COVID 19, 20, or 21 shot. It's you're free. Now you ain't got to worry about paying a dime. He said, come on, get your COVID. So, but is that the proper word or what he's saying, C. Ryan? We have to examine a whole lot of that. So let's see, can we examine some of that good talk? And we see WCC saying that Brother Yacht Dial's microphone, we're working on it for a minute. So don't look for him to help you out right now. Ain't that something? Well, but this is a special edition called Thursday. Maybe go find Sister G and hold her down until we get the okay that Brother Yacht Dial's microphone is. One thing about it, the box can't have been lit. The curtain hair went up. So we found out that the president is saying his patience is running thin. He wants to see some action. And so happened he made a to Chicago, Illinois, so he can drive down with his limousine and holler on his bullhorn. While I'm here, let me see some of you ones to take that shot. That what he's saying. So see, Ray, we want to take a look at a few things pertaining to that. We will take a look at a few things pertaining to that, and that's pretty interesting. That's pretty interesting what we just got through here. And we're saying WCC, yeah, that's pretty interesting. We need to hear a little bit more about that. Well, so do Six Anointed Camps. We need to hear a little bit more.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine has FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
That's big talk with them. So let's go see if we find Brother Yacht Dial Israel. Now, thank you, WCC. You're going to release the microphone? Okay, that's pretty nice. And so that's big talk with them. So let's go see what the Bible can help us out. Because he says patient hell ran thin. He said he wants you to come running with your sleeves up. Because his patience ran thin. Now, what he just said, we heard it all for ourselves, didn't we? It's a couple more things that he have said that we have to first hear, and we'll take it from now. But right now, there's a special mission called Thursday evening, and we know one thing. Everything is unfolding itself according to prophecy, see, right? And that's why it's so important to understand something. Let's get some Luke 12:12. I'm not going to try to let my mind tell me nothing. When you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahdai Israel. Yahqua beat you there, Brother Yahdai Israel, see you right.
And God bless you, see Israel, and see you hallelujah.
Hallelujah, why that Brother Yacht Israel? Brother Yacht Israel, you hear the president with them with them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's some tall talking that the president is doing.
Oh yeah.
He said
what
he's gonna do.
Yeah.
And he said his patient is running thin.
Yeah, I heard
so
that.
So now we got to get us some let's see, gotta give me a double dose of Luke. Chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Yahshua Israel, what did it say?
The book of Luke, chapter 12. Verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. That's some tall talking I just heard. I heard some tall talking. So let's go and see what Yahweh says behind that one by going to 24th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Let the Spirit lead the lesson. And one thing about it, let the Spirit lead the lesson. We'll look at the 24th chapter 1 through 6 and verse 15. We open up in the special call Thursday. And remember one thing, this time next week, it will be the feast of the more of blowing the trumpets. And we read in last night's lesson, you see that he made a promise to the great big old birds. Okay, well, you know why he made a promise to the great big old birds? See, one thing about it, Yahweh never forgets. And first, King, hold that point there, Brother Yahweh Israel. He said, yeah, but see, one thing about Yahweh's promises, when he make a promise, he don't forget. Now, this is what happens, a promise that he made. In 1 Kings chapter 17, the Almighty made a promise. Let's see what he said in the 17th chapter there, Brother Yahweh Israel. And his man was in bad shape because he just broke out running because Yahweh told him to break out running. And let's see what happened to 17 verse 2. Let's see what came upon him and what was told to do. We go on to 1 Kings chapter 17 and pick up verse 2 down to verse 7. Now listen to this right here. Listen to this.
The book of 1 Kings chapter 17 verse number 2 through verse number 7 read. Book of 1 Kings 17 verse 2. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 3, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. Verse number 4, it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. Verse 5, so he went and did according unto the word of Yahweh, where he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. Verse 6, and the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. Verse 7, it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land.
So you see, when Yahweh told the old spirit, look, you do what I tell you to do, because I'm already told the ravens to get you something to eat. So he went out there on the word of Yahweh, because Yahweh told him, go ahead and make your move. Because Yahweh, he's in the protection business, Steve, right? And remember what this this worldly man just said, the president said, that his patient is running thin. He ready to see some ten toes on the ground and some sleeves raise the sleeves up and his patient is running thin. That what he say. So that what he say. So you see here, so when Yahweh, he never tell you nothing that you will come out on the short end or anything. So he letting you know, he told the birds, the big black birds, look here, I got a man coming through here, and I want you to make sure you set a table wherever he at and make sure he eat good. So they asked him, okay, I understand that, but what we got coming if we do what you tell us to do? What you got coming? And we're going by our and Ezekiel 39. So see, one thing about it, see, this Bible is told, and we just tell the way it unfolded itself. So you see what the birds did? They fed. They done what Yahweh said to do, right? Right. Now let's see what happened when Yahweh told them something. In 39th chapter, so now Yahweh fit a reward their forefathers, the bird forefathers. He gonna reward them on what they did way over here. Now I'm gonna show you Yahweh gonna reward them in the 39th chapter, verse 17. So otherwise, keep one thing in your mind. When you do Yahweh's business, you have a reward coming when you do his business. Let's see what he says in verse 39, verse 17. Now watch what he says, and we'll take it down to verse number 20. When Ezekiel 39, verse 17 to 20. What he said there, Brother Yahdai Israel, special edition called Thursday Evening.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 39, verse 17 to 20 reads, Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 17. Thou son of man, thus saith Yahweh, speak unto every feather fowl and to every beast of the field. Assemble yourself and come. Gather yourself on every side to my sacrifice. That I do sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel. You may eat flesh and drink blood. Verse number 18. You shall eat the flesh of the mighty. Drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of the rams of lambs, and of the goats, of bullocks, all of them fatlings of Bashan. Verse number 19, you shall eat fat till you be full. Drink blood till you be drunk of my sacrifice, which I have sacrificed for you. Verse 20, thus you shall be filled at my table with horses, chariots, mighty men, and with all men of war. Save Yahweh.
So you see, he told them that although the ones that have delivered the meal to Elijah the seer, your forefathers to come will be able to fulfill what I told you to do, and you have one day up the road, you have a great eating. And you're going to eat everything that's contrary to Yahweh, and you'll be the fall back. That's why they got a report over there in the land of Yahweh's duty, what they call Jerusalem, about the birds, how they are growing enormous size. And a lot of them seem like they have a handkerchief hanging from their neck or from their Give me a word. What's hanging up under there? Give me a word, Brother Yahdai Israel. Handkerchief hanging up under there what?
A napkin.
Yeah, but it's hanging up under there what?
Up under their chin.
Up under their chin? Okay, well, what's up there? Up under their chin. And they be saying, they be sitting out there in the parks and stuff that they have imported everything in. So why are these big old birds just flying around and look like they got a handkerchief up under their chin? Because, you know, remember, their history was never broke down, was cut as a breach. What they remember, what was told to their forefathers back in the 17th chapter. Then Ezekiel the seer rehearsed the matter. Now we better read of the showdown on how it's going to be. So this is the greatest mystery in teaching. Now we're going to Revelation chapter 19. And we'll pick it around about verse 17. And let's see, can we hear the whole event. When you step out in Yahweh and you do what he tell you to do, a reward is coming. So either you get the reward of the Yahweh or get the reward of Yahweh, he's going to give you the reward you want. The reward of doing what he tell you to do, the righteous, or the reward of disobedience. That's up to you. That's why he told the last night lesson that the children of Israel was not to be nowhere near the land called Jerusalem polluted for Yahweh Judah until after this is done. See? So whoever got in the head of the brother to say, let's go over there now, did anybody read that this got to happen before you come back there? Now here it is, in the 19th chapter, verse 17. We'll read all the way down to verse 21. Now listen to what the Bible saying. Now this is, remember, 1:17 through 19 and 4:1 is called, John is writing the hereafter. Now remember what we just got through reading? Now let's see what happened in the 19th chapter, verse 17, down to verse 21. What happened there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 17 through 21 reads. Revelation 19, verse 17. Now saw a minister spirit standing in the sun. He cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourself together unto the supper of the great Yahweh. Verse 18. That you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. Verse 19. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth, their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Verse 20. And the beast was taken, and with him the false shepherds that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. Verse 21, the remnant was slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fire was filled with their flesh.
Now you see what we learned on the way of learning something. So we know it's going to come a day that Yahweh going to tell the big birds, because he told the big raven birds to feed my man, feed my seer, fed the seer. But Yahweh always rewards you when you do for him. So if he rewards the birds, what do you think you got coming? As a matter of fact, that was so great that we got to bag back up to the 14th chapter and look at verse 12 and skip down to 14, because he's going to tell you something, and then we'll take it down to 14 to 20. But he's going to tell you something. He's going to tell you something, and you think about it, six anointed camps that will have to teach this word. Because one day you're going to be on the clock. But this is going to tell you in 14, verse 12. What does it say in 14, verse 12, our brother Yahweh Israel? Matter of fact, pick that 12. And you're going to run on down to 12, because I like 12 and 13 myself. And we'll take it right down to verse 20. So listen, this is the way it's going to be. Why? Because the reason why this is going to be is precept at the 55:11 of the book of Isaiah. Matter of fact, 8 and 11. Isaiah 55, 8 and 11. Just precept that to make sure this is how it's going to be. Isaiah 55, 8 and 11. What does it say there, brother? Yahweh Israel, Steve Roy.
Book of Isaiah 55, verse number 8, verse number 11 reads. Book of Isaiah 55, verse number 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith Yahweh.
verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, and it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I
did. Did the man say? He said, whatever I'm telling you, it might not happen in your day, but ain't nothing I have said going to boomerang back to me. So everything going to come to pass, and you need to know what you need to do at a time of point. Because we clear what the big powers is got already. They're going to try you, all the big powers. They're going to try you, see, Ray, and they're going to ask you something.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine has FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
Ain't that something? You know what he said? He said his patience is running thin. He said, what else do you need to see? His patience is running thin, and he made a special trip to Chicago, Illinois. He said, I'm going to ride around downtown with me a bullhorn and let you know my patience is running thin. He said, I want you to start getting in line and get in line quick because my patience is running thin. That big bitch is talking, Steve Ray. Big bitch is talking. The president of the United States. Says patience is running thin. So what we have, Brother Yahdai, is right now, let's come and see what about Yahweh's patience. In the 14th chapter there, Brother Yahdai, Israel, well, my question is patience running thin. Now I got to pick it at verse 6. Now I got to pick it at verse 6 because his patience is running thin. So the middle spirit said, yes, here. So you heard what he said, right? But then let's see what Yahweh said to the ministering spirit in 14, verse 6. And we'll look at 6 on down the verse. I love to get in here and do some precepting in here, but I'm going to try to restrain myself for you to get the message that's written in end-time prophecy in Revelation 14, 6 down to verse 20. Because he done told you, this patience is running thin. See what the Bible say about that in 6, 14, verse 6. Down to verse 20. What does it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Revelation, chapter 14, verse number 6 through 20 reads. Book of Revelation 14, verse number 6. Now saw another minister spirit fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting covenant to teach unto them that dwelled on the earth, to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. Verse number 7. Saying with a loud voice, fear Yahweh, give honor to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth, the sea, and the fountains of waters. Verse number 8, there followed another minister spirit saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Verse number 9, the third minister spirit followed them, saying with a loud voice, then a man and woman worship the beast and his image, receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand. Verse 10. The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of Yahweh, which is poured out without mixture to the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone, the righteous minister's spirit, and in the presence of the Lamb. Verse number 11. The smoke of their torment is ascended up forever and ever. They had no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, who's ever received the mark of his name. Verse 12, here is the patience of the saints, 12 tribes of Israel. Here are they that keep the Torah instruction of Yahweh and the covenant of Yahweh the Son. Verse 13, I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in Yahuwah. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labor, and their works do follow them. Verse 14. Now look, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one set, like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Verse 15. And another minister spirit came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in your sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. Verse 16. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. Verse 17. And another minister spirit came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. Verse 18, and another minister spirit came out from the altar, which had power over fire, cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in your sharp sickle and gather the cluster of the vine of the earth, for grapes are fully ripe. Verse 19, the minister spirit thrust in his sickle into the earth, he gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of Yahuwah. Verse 20, the winepress was tracked without the city. The blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse's bridle, by the space of 1,600 furlongs.
He said, when Yahuwah, he heard the conversation going on, he said, the blood of the killing Syria. So now you see why, and this is a wonderful Yahuwah. So you see, the blood of the killing ran for 200 miles up to the horse's bridle. That's some big time killing. So now you see the story about the birds. He said, the birds, you're going to be able to eat and drink blood and just fall backwards and swim in blood behind the killing on the beast of remorse or blowing the trumpet. Now, if anybody got a good old cast iron stomach to understand, this is what's going to happen on the 50th day. C.C. Reyes, you know, we don't know where we're going with this lesson, but one thing we do know, we know what he says in verse 13. So we clear what he said, because we can reread it, what he said in verse 13. What he says in verse 13 of the 14th chapter, Brother Yahdai Israel. See, we all can read this together. That's why we all heard his message together, didn't we? Didn't we hear his message together? Yes. So we all can read what he's saying in verse 13. What he's saying in 14, 13, of Brother Yahdai Israel. Ye right.
Book of Revelation 14, verse 7, 13 reads, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in Yahuwah. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labor, and their works do follow them.
And they what follow them, Brother Yahdai Israel?
And their works do follow them.
Oh, so your works is going to follow you. It's just like going in the paycheck line, and you didn't put none. You didn't put the 40 hours in or whatever hours you put in. You in a paycheck line. Hey, sir, miss, why are you in a paycheck line? Well, you know, you passing out paychecks, right? Yeah, but we passing out the paychecks to the one that done the work. Ain't that something? The work's gonna follow you. Matter of fact, we might well read that out of Vision of Paul 44, Brother Yahdai Israel, because Yahdai gonna say something. See, this Bible is the greatest piece of literature here, and when you live by the Spirit of Yahdai, he'll dictate your lesson. Huh? In the 44th chapter, Brother Yahdai Israel, in the middle of it, when they was moaning and groaning, as a matter of fact, there was, give me 1 Corinthians 10:10 first, and then give me the 44th chapter, because they had a moaning and groaning, but Yahuwah says something in 1 Corinthians 10:10. What did he say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? See, right.
book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse number 10 reads, book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse number 10. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 10. Neither murmur you, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyed.
So he says, don't be a murmur or a complainer or a backbiter, because it's a price to pay in a time appointed. There's that there. So now he says your works going to follow you. And now we go on to the vision of Paul, 44th chapter. And see, can we read some of that? He'll give you the spirit that's on the sixth anointing cast. He'll give it to you. But you got to come clean. Huh? You got to come clean. What he said in the business of Paul, he told old Paul, he said, Paul, you know, I raised you from the womb in Galatians chapter 1, 15, 16, to reveal my son in you. So when Paul was speaking, that was not, you seen the man Paul speaking. Paul was speaking from the mouth of Yahweh the Son, according to the Father, in first book of Galatians 15 and 16. So when Paul talked to Seed Radio, that is the closest thing to Yahweh the Son talking. And guess what? And he gave that power to somebody else after that. This Bible tells a story. Matter of fact, we need to read that real quick. Brother Yahdai has read. And he, see, in 14:12 of St. John, this is what he said. He said, I'm going away. But when he comes, he's going to do greater things than what I'm going to do. That's what he said. Then you say, okay, well, I hear that. But who is he going to be doing greater things than what you did? Who is he? Then you precept your Bible. You go to the 13th chapter and pick around by verse number 27. We get right down to the point of who's the he going to do greater things, because I'm going to the Father and I'm going to sit right there on the right hand of the Father until thou, the Father, make thy enemies my footstool, then I'm going to return. But he says something in the 13th chapter, verse 27. And we all want to read together what he say. What he say that, Brother Yahdai Israel, and that's 13:27.
13, verse number 27 reads, book of Acts chapter 13, verse number 27. For they that dwell at Yahdai Judah, southern kingdom, their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the seers, which are read every Sabbath day.
Every what day? What day you hear the voice of the seer, Brother Yahdai Israel? That's all I need on it. What day you hear the voice is of the seer is read when?
The voices of the seer, which are read every Sabbath day.
Is you going to believe the Bible or you not? Do you know we got written in Sirach chapter 4, verse 6? Do you know this in the Bible? And you study rolling the dice or something? Do you know what's written in Sirach 4, verse 6? Do you know what's written in 4, verse 6 of Sirach?
The book of Sirach 4, verse number 6 reads, but if he curse thee in the bitterness of his soul, his prayer shall be heard of him that made him.
He say, if the seer curse you in the bitter of his mind, the Almighty going to say, what do you want me to do? So see, really, do you understand that this Bible, this is nothing we do with come and just open the Bible up. And a lot of times you'd be surprised. Pages turn on their own. I'll be looking at a page one way, and also that page I'm turning. What's on this page? Sooner or later, you're going to recognize Ezekiel 33:33. I don't know where you're going to be at. You might be driving a car. You might be somewhere at the movies. And all of a sudden, it's going to dawn on you about what was said in Ezekiel, the seer in 33:33. I don't know. I don't know where you might be at. Might be washing. And all of a sudden, it's going to dawn on you what's written in Ezekiel 33, verse 33. What's written there, Brother Yahshua Israel?
The book of Ezekiel 33, verse 33 reads, and when this come to pass, though it will come, then shall they know that a seer have been among them.
We'll leave it like it is. So we read the 14th chapter, and we read verse 13. Now come back to the 14th chapter, and I will look at verse 13, 15, and 16. He said, yeah, seer, but I want you to put something else that you just got from saying. I need that to be on tape, number 48. In the 14th chapter, verse 13, 15, and 16. This is on account. You take your notes. Remember, this time next week, it is the feast, right? So you clear about the feast is on his way. And you clear right now, although a stick is in the back of this man, popping him up. But he said, I'm going to make a special trip to Chicago, Illinois, because I want to get on the microphone and say some things to Chicago, Illinois. Huh? Now, what he said? I'm going to make a special trip. He said, what? Going to bring me to Chicago, Illinois? Because I got an eyeball-to-eyeball message I want to put on the peoples of Chicago, Illinois.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine has FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
You hear that? You hear that? He said patient and ran thin. What do I hold that point? Well, yeah. Brother, y'all got it. Let's go to Proverbs 26 and look at verse 25 through 28. Let's see, can we look at this Bible and, you know, just what we just got through here, right? Let's go to the Bible and see what the wisest man in the world said about that speech we just got through here. And Proverbs 26, verse 25 to 28. What do you say there, Brother Yahshua Israel?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 26, verse number 25 through 28 reads. Book of Proverbs, chapter 26, verse number 25. When he speaketh fair, believe him not. There are seven abominations in his mouth. Verse 26. Whose hatred is covered by deceit, his wickedness shall be shown before the whole congregation. Verse 27. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. Verse 28. A lying tongue hateth those that are affected by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin.
And Isaiah was raised from the womb. And you got him a little shot in there. Isaiah said something in that same line. He, you know, he was a student of the scriptures, Isaiah. And in 55, verse 20 to 23, what did Isaiah say? You hear what we're saying? What did Isaiah say for the old seer to comment on? What did Isaiah say in 55, verse 20 to 23?
Book of Isaiah 55, verse number 20 through 23 reads. Book of Isaiah chapter 55, verse number 20. Isaiah 55?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Make it all Psalms there, Brother Yahshua Israel. Thank you very much. I'm looking red Psalms in the mind. So thanks for pulling me out on that Psalms 55. Because all the six anointed camps, I hear moving all around right now. I got my eye on you. In Psalm 55, verse 20-23, we want to get a precept from what was at there, Brother Yaakov. So what it says in Psalms 55, 20-23.
The book of Psalm 55, verse number 20-23 reads. Book of Psalm 55, verse 20. He had put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He had broken his covenant. Verse 21. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, for war was in his mouth. The words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Verse 22. Cast thy burden upon Yahweh, and he shall sustain you. He shall never suffer the righteous, Torah instruction keepers to be moved. Verse 23. But thou, O Yahweh, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody, deceitful men shall not live out half their day, but I will trust in you.
There you go again talking. So you never see, you got to survive doing talking. So, then he says, while we already close to Isaiah, now we can bring that 24th chapter in of Isaiah. Now we can bring it in, Brother Yaakov. I knew it was holding something a long time ago, but he said, yeah, here, well, I want you to just put 24 out there, but I want you to leave it alone until I tell you to get at it, okay? Now we're going to get the 24th chapter, and we'll take it out of 1 through 6 and verse 15. So now we bring it in. Isaiah 24, 1 through 6 and 15. That's not what happened here.
The book of Isaiah chapter 24, verse number 1 through 6, verse number 15 reads. Book of Isaiah 24, verse number 1. Behold, Yahweh maketh the earth empty and maketh it waste. Turneth it upside down and scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. Verse number 2. It shall be as with the people, so with the priest, and with the servant, so with his master, and with the maid, so with their mistress, and with the buyer, so with the seller, with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury to him. Verse number 3. The land shall be utterly empty and utterly spoiled, for Yahweh has spoken this word. Verse 4. Your mourning and fadeth away. The world languishes and fadeth away. The hearted people of the earth do languish. Verse 5. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the Torah instructions, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Verse number 6. Therefore have the curse devoured the earth. They that dwell therein are devils. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burnt, and few men and women left. Verse 15. Wherefore unto you, Yahweh in the fire, even the name of Yahweh, Yahweh of Israel, in the isles of the sea.
What did he say in verse 5 and 6 again, that's for Yahweh Israel? What did he tell Isaiah to put in the good book, 5 and 6?
Look at Isaiah 24, verse 5. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the Torah instructions, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Verse number 6. Therefore have the curse devoured the earth. They that dwell therein are devils. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burnt, and few men left.
Would you read verse 6 again, and Brother Young, but Brother Young Guy Israel, when you read verse 6, read it like you head to the penitentiary until no seer come back with you. You just hear the man say it. And verse 6, listen to this real good, Sister Monica.
Isaiah 24, verse 6. Therefore have the curse devoured the earth. They that dwell therein are devils. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burnt, and few men left.
Ain't that something? So you see what Isaiah saying in 700 B.C.? And look what he says in verse 5, because of the curse that is on the face of the earth. Isaiah was writing, but not for his day. Look what Isaiah wrote in verse 5. What did he say in verse 5?
Isaiah 24, verse 5. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the Torah instructions, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant.
He said that they did this. He said that they. See, but then you're supposed to be just like the WCC said, seal.
Would you please tell us who the day is?
Well, you know, I don't mind telling you who the day is. I don't have no problem. The day is. All we got to do is go to the 34th chapter. Since Isaiah is talking, he didn't tell it there, but he did so tell it 34th chapter, and the reason why. 34, 1 through 8. You know that the answer of the day is in the Bible, who the day is, and all you do is read the Bible. Can you precept? I mean, the way Yahweh tell you do it. You can answer the question who the day is. I go into the 34th chapter, 1 through 8, and he'll tell you why this happened. Because somebody has broke the everlasting covenant, and what he left on there was the day. He knew you was going into captivity. But he also knew somebody was going to break down the days yet to come. In 34th chapter 1 through 8, let's talk about the day, and let's see if we get a name on the day without saying a word. And let the Bible tell it. 34, 1 through 8, Isaiah. We talk about the day.
The book of Isaiah chapter 34. Verse number 1 through 8 reads, Isaiah 34, verse number 1. Come near, you nations, to hear. Hearken, you people. Let the earth hear and all that is therein. The world and all things that come forth of it. Verse number 2. For the indignation of Yahweh. For the indignation of Yahweh is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He have utterly destroyed them. He have delivered them to the slaughter. Verse number 3. Their slain also shall be cast out. Their stink shall come up out of their corpses, and the mountains shall be melted with their blood. Verse 4. Now the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved. The heaven shall be rolled together as a stove. Now their hosts shall fall down as a leaf falling off from the vine. Now the fallen fig from the fig tree. Verse number 5. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. The oil shall come down upon the five sons of Esau, the little word Adumia, and upon the people of my curse, the judge. Verse number 6. The sword of Yahweh is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness, and with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidney of rams. For Yahweh have a sacrifice among the five sons of Esau, polluted word Buzzrock, and a great slaughter in the land of the five sons of Esau, verse number 7. And their unicorn shall come down with them, bullock with the bull, and their land shall be soaked with blood, their dust made fat with fat. Verse number 8. For it is the day of Yahweh's vengeance, and the year of recompense for the controversy of Yahweh's Jews.
You mean that Bible tells that without you even saying a word? Now, that Bible tells that, but what did that Bible tell us again there, Brother Yahweh Israel? It told us something in the 34th chapter in verse number 5. What did it tell us in verse number 5 there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Isaiah 34, verse number 5 reads, For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. The oil shall come down upon the five sons of Esau, and upon the people of my curse to judge.
The people. Now you don't brought in some powerful word. You mean the people. The people of his curse? You mean the five sons of Esau is the peoples of his curse? Is that what you just got to read, see, right? The five sons of Esau, it is the peoples
of his curse. What's that, WCC? See, I got to have a sack of witness on that. All right, you want a sack of witness? We're going to Malachi chapter 1. Now, the key was the peoples. So that means that includes Uncle George and Becky. The peoples of the curse. So that means Uncle George and driving Miss Daisy, all the peoples of the descendants of Esau is the peoples of his curse. The people. Now the WCC, the 500 million members said, we got to get a second witness. All right. You ask for a second witness? You're going to Malachi. Chapter 1. We'll pick up verse 3. And we'll read down until we get our answer. Because remember, you always tell a seer exactly what he's going to do. Every move he's going to make. That's why I behoove those that don't recognize who are the seer in this time, according to scripture. I behoove not to pay attention. And the seer have anointed brothers and sisters to do this job from the six anointed counts. And all of them can do this job that you're hearing from the seer. Huh? Let's see what it says in the book of Malachi chapter 1. And we'll read down and pick up at verse 3. Let's see what the Bible's saying. But read 1 to make sure who folds to know these things. Verse 1.
Book of Malachi chapter 1. Verse number 1. The burden of the word of Yahweh to Israel by Malachi.
So this is the burden, of the world, of the word to Israel. So do you understand that Yahweh sent this word to tell the seer to tell Israel? Okay, we'll give you a second witness on that. On the book of Michael. Yeah, Brother Yahweh Israel. Hold up on this for a minute to make sure we don't point that up. See, we all we do is one thing. We just follow the lead of Almighty Yahweh. He tell us to just put this with this. He already know what they're going to say. Micah 3:1. Let's see what it says. 3:1.
Micah chapter 3, verse number 1. Now say here, I pray you, O family of Israel, and you princes of the family of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment?
Ain't that something? Here's the man saying, he said, you're supposed to know these things, see, right? The six anointed camps is prepared to show you that you're supposed to know these things. So when the speech was made about where I'm coming to Chicago, Illinois, with a big bullhorn, I'm riding down all downtown, and I might come into the Inglewood area and holler on my microphone, saying my patience is running thin. You're supposed to say behind that in 1 Kings 14? What are you supposed to say behind that? See, you know, the Bible tell you what's supposed to happen. You know, I'll tell you, always reacting to things. You're supposed to say, well, 1 Kings 14 comes right back to you. In 1 Kings 14, what it says in 1 Kings 14, verse 5 and verse 6. 1 Kings 14, 5 and 6. What did it say that, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of 1 Kings, chapter 14, verse number 5, verse number 6, read. Book of 1 Kings 14, verse 5. Yahweh said unto Ahijah, behold, the wife of Jeroboam cometh to ask a thing of you for her son. For he is sick. Thus and thus shall thou say unto her, what shall be when she cometh in? She shall feign herself to be another woman. Verse number 6. And it was so, when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet, as she came in at the door, that he said, come in, you wife of Jeroboam. Why feignest thyself to be another? For I have said to you, with heavy tithes.
Take that, son. You see, you just going around meaning one thing, see, right? You hear what the man is saying?
He said, I was expecting you to bring that in because you got to bring that in. Because you got to bring that in, but you got to come in eyeball to eyeball. Because, but then you're supposed to look at the Bible and say, in the book of Daniel, and see how you're supposed to respond. What? Are you supposed to think? No, no thinking. No. All the information's in the Bible. What you supposed to do? No. It's nothing to think about. It's turning the pages and see what the Bible say. In the third chapter, verse 16 and 17, or the book of Daniel. No. It's nothing to think about. It's see what the Bible says. Daniel chapter 3, 16 and 17, what the Bible say? Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Daniel 3, 16 and 17 read. Book of Daniel 3, verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Verse 17. If it be so, our Yahweh, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king.
So he said, then they said something else in verse 18. He said, we don't know what the Almighty going to do, but then they kept on talking to the king in verse 18.
Verse number 18, Daniel 3, verse 18. But if not, be it known unto you, O king, that we will not serve your false Yahweh, nor worship the golden image which you have set up.
He said, king, we don't know what the Almighty going to do, but we know what we going to do, because we heard your speech, king. He said, we heard your speech, king, but we know what we ain't going to do.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine is FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
Hey, that's not. You see how smooth his words were? He said real smooth. He said, my patience ran thin. You know, we already about 2 weeks ago, Brother Yahdai read that such words and how that he has the power to tell the military, I need for y'all to do some boots kicking. Oh, yeah, boots kicking. And boots kicking is how they set the trance. See, they set the trance on your steel, right here. We can tell you the outcome, but we're not going to tell you the outcome in this lesson. What's going to happen? But we all will take you back to Proverbs chapter 3. No, you didn't finish Malachi. We didn't finish Malachi, did we? Let's get that Malachi out the way that brother y'all got here, well. That Malachi. So now we clear. He's a people is of his curse. One is the sentence is the one that just told you what he just said. Now, in Malachi chapter, we read that this was told to Israel. And we precept that to Malachi, Micah chapter 3, verse 1. Now we come back and read verse 3 down to verse 5, and let's see what he said. Now we're going to paint the picture. You got the picture? It has been painted. What he said in 3, 4, 5.
Book of Malachi chapter 1, verse number 3 through 5 read. Book of Malachi chapter 1, verse 3. And I hated Esau, and laid his mountain and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. Number 4. Whereas Esau and his five sons said, they are impoverished, and we will return and build the desolate place. thus saith Yahweh of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down. They shall call them the border of wickedness, the people against whom Yahweh have indignation forever. Verse 5, your eyes shall see, and you shall see. Yahweh will be magnified from the border of Israel.
What it says in verse 4, see, when you listen to verse 4, but you got to really listen and pay attention to what he says about verse 4. You got to listen real carefully what he says about verse 4. What did he say?
Book of Malachi, chapter 1, verse 4. Whereas Esau and his five sons say, we are in poverty, but we will return and build the desolate place. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down. They shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom Yahweh have indignation forever.
My. Not only Esau and his five sons, he said the people of Esau and his five sons, he got an indignation with forever. But you got those that said, well, you know, I'm going to be able to change this old Esau right here. I'm going to stay this Esau right here. How you going to do something that he got written? What ministry are you in? Do you know he got something written in Ecclesiastes out of regular book 1:15? So I marvel at people that make statements knowing that I'm looking right at Malachi 1:15 and 7 and 13. When a person's speaking, do you know the Bible already know they're going to speak? But do you ever remember Yahweh's word going to stand? And 1:15 of the regular book of Ecclesiastes. Do you know what he told Solomon to put in the book for these days? What he got written in the Bible to put in the book there, Brother Yahdai? What else?
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 15. That which is crooked cannot be made straight. And that which is wanted.
Go ahead. Here's the man saying, what he made crooked cannot be made straight. You're not hearing what the man's saying. Did you know what the man said in Deuteronomy 8, verse 3? Is you able to help anybody? You know it's written in Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. What's written in Deuteronomy 8, verse 3, Brother Yahdai?
Look at Deuteronomy 8, verse number 3, read. And he humbled you, suffered you to hunger, fed you with manna, which you knew of not. Neither did your father know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread only, by every word that proceed out of the mouth of Yahweh, the man and woman live.
Oh, Brother Yahdai Israel, time ran out, so we just go to 7:13, and we'll pray you for 7:13. And look at WCC says, oh, look how quiet the station is. Yeah, it is real quiet. It's real quiet. Surely, that mean WCC, they eating good. That's all they do on WCC. But we're going to close out, Brother Yahdai Israel. We'll finish all this up. It'll come back again. But what it says in our 7:13, I'm going to wrap it up right there.
Book of Ecclesiastes 7, verse number 13 reads, consider the work of Yahweh. Who can make that straight, which he has made crooked?
You hear the man say it? Consider the work of Yahweh. What he has made crooked. You cannot make it straight. Do you hear what the man saying? What he made crooked. Okay, well, I'll give you one more WCC. All right. Let's go to Habakkuk chapters 2, 4, and 5, and that's it. That's it, Brother Yahdai Israel. Okay, we'll give me. I know you'll close down there, Brother Yahdai Israel, but right back and get me one more in there. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 4 and 5. And we'll leave it right there. What is there in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4 and 5? You know, sometimes we have to go a little bit more. Because, you know, we didn't get, but we'll get that from Sister G. Israel. Have me that 44th chapter of the vision of Paul. I ain't forgot about the vision of Paul because he told you. They were hollering about, he said, your works gonna follow you. So we're gonna take care of that works in a minute. But what he says, and we'll wrap it up in Habakkuk 2, verse number 4 and 5. What did it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse number 4, verse number 5 reads. Habakkuk 2, verse number 4. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. But the just shall live by the covenant. Verse 5. Yea, also because he transgressed by wine. He is a proud man, neither keeper at home, who enlarges his desires as hell and is as death. He cannot be satisfied. He gathered unto him all nations, keeping unto him all people.
My. You mean that Bible tells that? Yes, it do, see. And the six anointed camps can tell you this all class long. What we tell you right now. But we are doing Israel. Until we do the eyeball on the top part of the Sabbath day, what's your closing statement behind that?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. The other way is rolling out there, see Israel. A seed royal. Great word, T. To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They're going to bring the elder back in and get his final thoughts before he gets the tail talk all warmed up. Any questions or comments pertaining to anything we haven't said? All you got to do is come to the microphone and put a text in. I think he said he got two in there. And you got something to say, come in and put a two in. And anything we'll say, and we don't mind sharing it with you over. If you didn't get it that way, we'll maybe tell you another way. But we bring the elder back in, and he'll tell you whatever Yahweh put on him on the closing of take number 48. Elder's tail. You on the clock, come
on. Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome all and thank all of you for continuing to listen to our broadcast. And it would make me tend to ask, have you enjoyed thus far listening to the words of Yahweh? In doing so, remember one important fact. That a teacher can never learn from his students, although you have some to try. But having knowledge, he gains experience by teaching. Now, a student can learn from a good teacher, possibly learning to teach one day the word of Yahweh themselves. This shows well in all the six camps that teach, because we have to be aware, by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, we're given the knowledge to know that those that are out there that camouflage their evil or confused teachings. And also using the overly loud bump the gums conversations for their righteous learning. Even using, again, the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. And we know that we came to see those things in the Bible through proper teaching that some looking can never find. And it's the misinformed that can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahweh that's taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. So we know the righteous is ready, so we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. That's coming to you live, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's words, connecting the Bible books for your education. Your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information you all came to seek, and you found that what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites. Tribe Yadah, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally, we don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time started at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. On the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just on the big line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device you possibly might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves the cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you thus says Yahuwah live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We have a feast day coming up, so it'd be a good thing to check that calendar to stay tuned of the feast day. It's explained in biblical scripture what they are, when they begin, and when they end. For the live program, this feature is only available during our live broadcast time. On the right on the search engine of any one of your devices, and the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for the voices of the true Israelites, Tribe Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we have a few numbers also you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six demonic camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do this, once again, enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadav. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or actually at that point, you can choose any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, as was previously stated, during a normal broadcast, we're simultaneously broadcasting on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we're listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Name Teachers. Actually, Voices of the True Name Teachers is where we will be there, working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about that online topics will be Elder Tibbs and Seer Israel Writing Shotgun. No comments will be taken off topics or multiple text questions answered. Failure to follow the righteous act, the elder will block or restrict misuse. And if teaching time on Broad Talk ends before time, we will continue a teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. So let's try to get what we can out of this program of Yahuwah's Word. Keep your Bibles open. Pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You know, that was lesson again on your part, and we are looking forward to those that are going to participate on the Pal Talk. Get on over there and get to the microphone and ask the question. What parts you don't understand? You know, that man live by every word that come out the seed out of the mouth of Yahuwah. You understand that part? Man live by every word that come out of his mouth, and he ran in 55:11. Ain't nothing he said gonna come back void. So whatever he got written, it's gonna happen. Just like he promised the birds that if you take care of my sphere, I'm gonna take care of y'all. Now we read where he gonna take care of them. And they was eating so much they just fell back in blood. Goggling all that blood up and eating all the big dignitary. So we can read the story, see, right? Because he gave it to the 6 anointed camps to bring it to you. And that's why we are looking forward to hearing a report from Brother Joab, the big general. He said, hey, sir, you know, I got to start taking me some notes now because I want to make sure I leave the greatest legacy behind to my family. It's the word of Yahuwah. So welcome again, Brother Joab, the big general. Out of Camp One, he said, I got to get this down pat. And I told him, my better half, look here, what you doing right now? Well, I got some scriptures I want you to read and let me answer them now. Let me answer. Okay, that's what it's all about, C-Ray. So once we get the family in order, then Yahuwah can take them to the next move. But the family got to obey anointed leadership, which is the father. This is his rule that Yahuwah cast down, if the father got the first word and the last word, according to the mother. There's nothing in between. So we got to never forget that, C-Ray. The man of Yahuwah, the 37:12, got the first word, and he got the last word, according to Genesis 2:19-23. He got the first word and the last word, and when he stopped talking, the talking is over. I said, you're going to do Bible. So that's why you got there, you know, do Bible. All right, we're going to find Sister G. Israel and bring her in. We're going to see if we can get a few on the table, and then we'll look for the mother shortly. So let's see if we find Sister G. Israel. Tribe of Yahdah Judah, when you meet your sister, come out of tribe of Yahdah Judah. Sister G. Israel. Yahuwah be
there, Steve Roy. Give Seer Israel and see Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, Sister G Israel, we identified that he got a problem and he's going to deal with the wicked. But one thing about the wicked, we need a little bit more information on the wicked. He said the peoples, who he got an indignation forever. I need a few more statements on the peoples. If we look for the people today, where will we find them at, according to the Bible? Let's go to 9:24 of the book of Job and see where will we find them at. If we want to identify this wicked, what position will they be in as we speak? Maybe 9:24 of Job would tell us about the wicked. Let's talk about the wicked there, Sister G. Israel. Come on.
Job chapter 9, verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
Job chapter 9, verse 24 reads, "The earth is given unto the hand of the wicked. He covereth the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he?"
He said, the earth is given to the hands of the wicked. That's what he just said. So whoever the wicked is, whoever the earth that gave the control to, and a sign of it, if you not the wicked, in the 29th chapter, verse 1 and 2, it tells us something in Proverbs, in the 29th chapter, verse 1 and 2. It tells us something. So the wicked is running the face of the earth, according to what we just got to read. But it says in Proverbs, from the wise man word, 29, 1 and 2. What it says to Israel?
Proverbs chapter 29, verses 1 through 2. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn.
So, what state are you in, Steve Reagan? That is right there. But he also said something again. We got to read verse 29:1 by the wise man of the world. What did he tell the wise man of the world to put in his good book in verse 1? 29:1. Why I got a delay there? Why I got a delay, WCC? I'm getting a delay. This is G Israel. You got on a delay? Why so? We trying to throw your timing off. Why you want to throw my timing off? You ain't throw my timing off.
Proverbs Israel. Chapter 29, verse 1. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy.
So, what we read, Sister G. Israel, he or she that hardened their neck, what they got coming in the end, according to verse 1?
Shall suddenly be destroyed. And that's without remedy.
Uh-huh. So if you harden your neck when you're hearing what the sister's saying, and you harden your neck, now you know what the end going to be. And, yeah, we can precept that. Let's precept that, Sister G. Let's precept that and see exactly what is written. If you harden your neck, you will be destroyed. That's what we just got through reading. Now, we want to precept that to Zechariah chapter 7, and we're going to pick up at verse 11 down to verse 14. Let's see if we precept that. Zechariah chapter 7, 11 down to 14. Remember, he said, if you harden your neck, you cannot stand to be reproved. Then let's see what Yahweh got to say behind that. Now I got to pull another verse out before we get to that verse, because we got to make sure we clear who's going to be doing all this great big talking. And let's pick it up at verse number 7:8. Now listen to this real carefully. Verse 8 and 9. Zechariah chapter 7, verse 8 and 9. Then let's get down to 11 through 14. You're on the clock. Come on.
Zechariah chapter 7, verses 8 through 9 and 11 through 14. Zechariah chapter 7, verse 8. And the word of Yahweh came unto Zechariah, saying, 9. Thus speaketh Yahweh of hosts, saying, execute a true judgment, and show mercy and compassion to every man to his brother. 11. But they refused to hearken and pulled away the shoulder and stopped their ears. They should not hear. 12. Yes, they made their minds as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the Torah instructions and the words which Yahuwah of hosts has sent in his spirit by the former seers. Therefore came a great wrath from Yahuwah of hosts. 13. Therefore, it has come to pass that as he cried, and they would not hear, so they cried, and I would not hear, saith Yahuwah of hosts. 14. But I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations whom they knew not. Thus the land was desolate after them, that no man passed through nor returned, for they laid the pleasant land desolate.
Mm. They laid the pleasant land desolate? But what do you say he did in verse 12 again now, since the day is real?
Yea, they made their minds as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the Torah instruction and the words of which Yahuwah of hosts has sent in his spirit by the former seers. Therefore came a great wrath from Yahuwah of hosts.
So the first thing you do is tell a seer what do you need to know for the people. And after they harden the neck, stiff the neck, then the drummer comes. So you see right here, just like we're telling you now about, you know, what the big dignitary is doing. You harden your neck, then all of a sudden the drummer comes. The drummer say, knock, knock. Who's that at my door? Oh, drummer. You were told that from the seer that these things was coming. And you met them six anointed camps, they were sitting there waiting on you to rehearse the righteous act with you, but you refused to, and you done verse 11. What did it say in verse 11? When the six anointed camps, the gate was all open, every gate was open, what did they do in verse 11?
But they refused to hearken and pulled away the shoulder and stopped their ears that they should not hear.
You remember, can you imagine back in the day when somebody, when somebody put their hand on your shoulder, get your hand off my shoulder. Can you remember days like that? Get your hand off my shoulder. Hey, but they refuse to hear and they pull away the shoulder. You know they do. Get your hand off my shoulder. I ain't hearing what you saying. So you see what you that come from? It's stiff the neck, and I ain't hearing what that Bible's saying. I'm gonna try to do. I'm gonna be near St. John 10:1 on you in that Bible. But look what Yahweh say when you do that. What it say in St. John 10:1?
John, chapter 10, verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
And John was writing the end time prophecy to Israel. And he told John to write end time prophecy. And we want to see what he says to John to write in around about 22. Let's see now. I don't want 22. But he told John to write something there. So he is. I'm trying to get to that vision of Paul 14. I'm trying to make it there. But I need to sit the stage what he told John to write the hereafter. So I want to find out something he said to John. Now, he made a profound statement to John, and this is around about the 20th chapter, verse 13 somewhere. He says something to John in the 21, verse 13. No. I'm kind of struggling now, Sister G. Israel. I'm struggling. But he says something to John. In some way, he says it in 22,
something he says. Let's see what he says about him in verse 12. No, think with verse 11. He was talking to John, but no, he told John some big talk. You want to know what he told John in verse 9 and 10. And then we'll read all the way down to, then he's going to identify who he is in verse 16 all the way down. So we want to pick it up at verse number 22nd chapter. And now he's talking with John right in the hereafter. And John heard a whole lot of things. Pick up at verse 9 down to verse 16. Let's see if we find out what was going on in 22, 9 to 16 in Revelation. What's going on after the G, Israel?
Revelation chapter 22, verses 9 through 10 and verses 16.
Now take it straight on down. No, we go all the way down. We'll go straight 16 down.
16 through 21.
Well, 9, take it to verse 9 and take it on down to verse 16. We just let it play out, and then that's going to take us to that 44th chapter, and he's going to ask a question, but he had John to put this on the table to wrap it up. Let's see what he says in verse 9 to 16, all the way on to 16. Come on.
John, chapter 22, I mean, Revelation, chapter 22, verse 9 through 16. John, I mean, Revelation chapter 22, verse 9. Then said he unto me, see you do it not, for I am your fellow servant and of your brethren, the seers, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship Yahuwah. And he says unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. 11. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. 13. I am Alpha, polluted for first, and Omega, polluted for last, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. 14. Blessed are they that do his Torah instructions, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. 15. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. 16. And I, Yahuwah the Son, have sent my ministering spirits to testify unto you these things in the congregations of Israel. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star.
Wait a minute, Mr. G. So who was saying this great big talking right here? According to verse 16, who's doing all this great big talking to John in verse 16?
I, Yahuwah the Son.
Ain't that something? You mean Yahuwah the Son is doing all this talking? And what did Yahuwah the Son say in verse 12? What did he say?
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. I give every man according as his work shall be.
My. You mean Yahuwah the Son said the only way you'll get to where you got to get to, he must see
some works. You ain't got no works, Israel. So examine yourself. You got some works? That's the one saying, I, Yahweh, the Son, have sent my ministers, the six anointed camps, the voices of the true Israelites, to tell you who I am and what I'm going to do to you if you ain't got no works. Now we go on to the vision of Paul and find out exactly what's going on. Now watch. We go on to vision of Paul by Paul. Now, let's see what he says in 44 and take it from the top. Let's see. Now we're going to see exactly what he just said here that this come to pass. 44, take it from the top. Come on.
Vision of Paul, number 44. And I looked and saw the heaven move like a tree shaken by the wind. Suddenly, they threw themselves on their faces before the throne, and I saw 24 elders and the four beasts adoring Yahuwah. And I saw an altar and veil and throne, and all were rejoicing. And the smoke of a good odor rose near the altar of the throne of Yahuwah. And I heard the voice of one saying, for what reason do our ministering spirits and ministers intercede? And they cried out, saying, we intercede seeing your many kindnesses to the human race. And after these things, I saw the Son of Yahuwah descending from heaven, and a diadem, Mitri, was on his head. And seeing him, all those who were placed in punishment exclaimed with one voice, saying, have pity, Son of the High Yahuwah. It is you who have granted rest for all in heaven, in the heavens and on earth, and on us likewise. Have mercy, for since we have seen you, we have refreshment. And a voice went out from the Son of Yahuwah through all the punishments, saying, and what work have you done that you demand refreshment from me? My blood was poured out for your sake.
Hold on, Sir G. Back up again. Now, back up again to that's the part, that's the part I want to go. When he heard the speech, and then he asked the question, that's what I want. What question was that they asked, then he asked them a question. Back up just a little bit, and that's all we need out of tape number 48. So they was in punishment. And all of a sudden in punishment, God, they seen him, and they said something to him in the fire. And what did they say to him, and what did he say to them? What did he say there, Sister Giza?
And seeing him, all those who were placed in punishment exclaimed with one voice, saying, have pity, Son of the High Yahuwah. It is you who have granted rest for all in the heavens and on earth and on us likewise. Have mercy, for since we have seen you, we have refreshment. And a voice went out from the Son of Yahuwah through all the punishments, saying, and what work have you done that you demand refreshment from me?
Ain't that something? Right there. What did you do to, how could you make a statement if you ain't got no work? Why are you in the paycheck line? You know you didn't drive the 18 wheeler from coast to coast. Why are you in the paycheck line? What are you saying? What are you doing in the paycheck line and you know you didn't drive nowhere? You just continue to be a what? Hold on. Let's see what he says. You continue to be. Frontier Numbers chapter 14. There, just be Israel. He said, what work did you do? I said, I don't know. He said, now, we see what condition you're in and what condition I'm in. He said, well, I want to know what work did you do? So in the 14th chapter, let's go back to the heavenly tablet, and let's see what he says here about that. Let's look at 14 verse 2, and let's see exactly what he says in 10 and 11. No, I need 11 and 12. Let's look at Numbers chapter 14, verse 2. And we look at the answer in verse 11 and 12. What did he say in Numbers chapter 14, verse 2, 11, 12?
Numbers chapter 14, verses 2 and 11 through 12. Numbers chapter 14, verse 2. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, with Yahweh that we had died in the land of Mizar, or with Yahweh we had died in this wilderness. 11. And Yahweh said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me, and how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? 12. I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of you a greater nation and mightier than they.
He said, I'm gonna smite them with the pestilence. What he said they're gonna do, see, right? He said, Moses, how long they don't wanna hear you and Aaron, and what position did he give Aaron and Moses in 7 verse 1? Oh, that's just, what position did he give them, that Yahweh gave Aaron, Moses and Aaron in 7 verse 1 there, Israel?
Exodus chapter 7, verse 1. And Yahweh said unto Moses, see, I have made you a Yahweh to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your seer.
And so Yahweh got his hand on making, and what it says in 12:18 of 1 Corinthians? Can we precept that to 12:18?
1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 18. But now has Yahweh set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it has pleased him.
And 25 and 26?
Verses 25 through 26. That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. 26. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it.
Mm-hmm. So we'll close out with Proverbs behind that there, Mr. G. Israel. So he's saying that certain things he don't like, because when he sets some up, that's the end of it. And you will recognize the one that he sets up because they'll quote what he got written. And they'll love doing it. They had a spirit on them. But then he says something also that in the 7th chapter, Sister King Israel. And we'll close out this in Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 12 down to verse number 19. We'll close out with this, and we'll catch you tomorrow at 7:30 for some more B-O-T-T-Y. What it says in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 12, down to verse 19.
Proverbs chapter 6, verses 12 through 19. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 12. A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. 13. He winketh with his eyes. He speaketh with his feet. He teacheth with his fingers. 14. Frowardness is in his mind. He devises mischief continually. He soweth discord. 15. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. 16. These are 6 things does Yahweh hate. Yes, 7 are an abomination to him. 17. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. 18. A mind that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief. 19. A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren.
You mean that in the Bible too? Well, Sister G, what's your closing statement is? You and the clock will catch them on at 7:30.
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books. And Seed Royal, don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, wah, hallelujah, wah, hallelujah, wah.
Hallelujah, wah. This book right here. So, Brother Joel, the big general, you taking notes there, big general? Man, this book do a lot of talking. See what you do, big general? You take the notes, and then all of a sudden you say, come on over here to the table, and I'm going to tell you some verses, and I want to put my spin on it myself now. So that's how the family gets on there, big general, by just listening to what's said out of the Bible, then call the family and say, look here, let's get in these Bibles. Let's get this thing right. The greatest legacy I'm going to leave is the word of Yahweh, and that be sufficient for all. Hear that, big general? Brother Joel, the big general out of Camp 1. Excellent. Actually, we're going to find the mothers now. Real quiet. You said WCC? No, that means they're eating. They're eating good. They're eating good, WCC. That's eating good. So we're going to find the mothers out of Camp 1. And we'll bring the mothers in, we'll go on in for the clothes, and then we'll switch over to Pal Talk and see if anybody got. I mean, I'm not going to say a word myself. I ride a shotgun. All I do is listen and take notes. I don't do no talking. I'm talking now. See, now, that's the end of me. I just go to Pal Talk myself. They all got that covered. He can answer your question. And we're going to look for the mothers out of Camp 1. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother Z, Mother E, Mother D F Israel, Mother D F Israel, Mother D F Israel, Yahweh bid you there, Seed Ray.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mother D F Israel. You know, the word of Yahweh talks pretty good, no doubt about it. Talks real good. See, that's what I say. If we let the word talk, it'll tell the story, and we'll see exactly what's what through the pages of the book. Mother E, Mother Z, Mother E, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Mother E, Yahweh bid you there, see, right?
Yahweh bless you, see, Israel, of see, Roy, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, this Bible is from there, but it tells us some things. You know, although we hear exactly what they got going on.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine is FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
Yeah, you hear what he say? He says patient ran thin. He said, look here, his patient ran thin. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, turn to the 57th chapter of the book of Adam and Eve and pick up at 7 down to verse 10. And then I'm sticking out precept that a little bit. He says, patient help ran thin. His patient ran thin. In the book of Adam and Eve, 57, verse 7 through 10, because we just heard, and he made it plain to say, you know, I'm going to be riding in Chicago, Illinois, down, and I might even come out there in Englewood. He said, I might come, and I'm going to build my building one, and I want to say to you, my patience has ran thin. My patience. That's what he said. But where is that speech coming from according to first book of Adam and Eve, 57, 7 through 10? Let's see, can we read something and tie this in? Mother D.F. Israel, Adam and Eve, 57, 7 through 10 says what?
Okay. Adam and Eve, 57.
Verses 7 all the way down to verse 10. Let's see, can we find that speech, where that speech came from.
Okay. The book of Adam and Eve, page 57, 7 to 10. Verse 7, but now, O Adam, by reason of your fall, thou art under my rule, and I am king over you. Because thou hast hearkened to me, listened to me, and hast transgressed, sinned against your Yahweh, neither will there be any deliverance from my hand until the day promised you by your Yahweh. Verse 8. Again he said, in as much as we do not know the day agreed upon with you by your Yahweh, neither the hour in which you shall be delivered, for that reason will we multiply war and murder upon you and your seed after you. Verse 9. This is our will and our good pleasure, that we may not leave one of the sons of men to inherit our order in heaven. Verse 10. For as to our abode, O Adam, it is in burning fire, and we will not cease our evil doing, no, not one day, nor one hour. And I, O Adam, shall sow fire upon you when you comest into the cave to dwell there.
He said we not gonna give you 1 hour, not 1 day. We not taking no rest. He's I'm gonna do all I can to get you something in the parking lot Adam. And guess what? When I get rid of you, I'm going for your descendants.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm gonna pick me a people to take care of my will. So Satan, you know,
He looks for people to do his will. Moses of Israel. So we're going to find out who's the people that do his will. So you mean his Bible is going to tell us some. He said, I'm not going to rest. I'm not going to sleep. I'm not going to do nothing until I take care of the things. Now, in the second book, Moses of Israel, in the second book of Corinthians, who would do such a thing? I got to find out who would do such a thing in 2 Corinthians chapter verse 13 to 15. Mother, you up Israel? Who would put all that time in? Mother, you have me 64 verse 1. 64 verse 1 of Psalm 1.
Interference. I can't hear what you're saying. All I heard was second Corinthians.
Well, what you need to do, you need to wave that shoe at them grandbabies. Look at grandbabies. You see this shoe? Now this
ain't
shoe gonna find
here,
you out. It's gonna find you out. This shoe gonna find you out, grandbabies. Y'all don't do right. This shoe gonna find you out. Second Corinthians chapter 11. Pick up at 13 down to verse 15. How that sound there, Mother D.F. Israel? 2 Corinthians 11, we want to find out who would do such a thing that would put all this trouble on the nation of Israel. Let's see. 13, 14, 15 on 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 and 14.
And 13. And 15.
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13 to 15. Verse 13. For such are false teachers, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the followers of Yahweh the Son. Verse 14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
You mean say that among the others?
Yeah.
Shine and see and drink. You mean that Satan the devil got ministers? Is that what you read them on the internet?
Yes.
And all the way you're going to know them is according to their work. That's the only way you're going to know who's according to their work. That was the Bible. Because Satan got ministers. So Satan got ministers, and he said, I'm going to work all this stuff on you, and I ain't going to live until I get you, Adam. Then when I get you, I'm going to get your seed. That's what he said. Now, I got to look at the prophecy and see how they operate. In the 64th chapter of John, I want to look how they operate. How to take school too. So we got to go and read some Bible. Oh, who's who? Pick it up around by verse number 5. 5 down to verse 9. Let's look at Psalms chapter 64, 5 down to verse 9 there, Mother E. What it says in Psalms 64, 5 down to verse 9, what it say?
Book of Psalms, chapter 64, verses 5 to 9. Verse 5. Psalm 64, verse 5. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of land's privacy. They say, who shall see them? Verse 6. They search out iniquity, sin. They encompass a diligent search. Most the inward thoughts of every one of them, and the mind is deep. But Yahweh shall shoot at them with the arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. Verse 8. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves, and all that see them shall flee away. Verse 9. And all men shall hear and shall declare work of Yahweh, but they shall wisely consider his doing.
He said they have secret means. They work behind the scenes. He said they have secret means, and their thoughts is deep. Oh, they don't figure this thing out. And they're saying the closest one that is breaking this thing down is the voices of the true Israelites. So they'll talk this thing out, because somebody's putting a cook on and they thought it deep. But the voices of the true Israelites, six anointed camps, we pulled out some things that tell exactly who this is. Thoughts is deep. And some of them say this a mother. They do something in Micah Seer talks about too, because everybody's full of scriptures. See, when you learn some out of David, then Michael, the seer, that's all you're supposed to do is pull scriptures. You don't supposed to never tell nobody where you born, where you been. Just pull scriptures. And if y'all come with you, you take the picture. Let's see the scriptures in Michael, chapter 2, 1 down to 4, and 10. Mother, read what it says in Micah, chapter 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 10. What do the Bible say there, Mother E?
The book of Micah, chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, and verse 10. Verse 1. Woe to them that devise sin, iniquity, and work evil upon their bed. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hand. Verse 2. And they cover fields and take them by violence, and houses and take them away. So they, a man and his house, even a man and his heritage. Verse 3. Therefore thus says the Yahweh, behold, against his family do I devise an evil, from which ye shall not remove your name, neither shall you go hopefully, for this time is evil. Verse 10. They rise you and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted. It shall destroy you even with a sword of destruction.
Hear the man from you? He's arise ye, O nation of Israel. This is not your rest. See, this is going to destroy you. That's what he's saying. So let's read a little bit of end time prophecy on that, Mother E. Let's see what he says in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. For those that all, and Mother D of Israel, I mean, 18 chapter of Revelation, waiting on me. So he's saying, listen, you know he's going to be telling your family,
that we got to come close to the word of Yahuwah. All this, what we trying to do in the world, I just got a scripture saying, this is not your rest. This is not your rest. You're going to be out of this place at a time appointed. So he's telling you, make sure you understand my words. So, Big General, make sure that you go over the scripture with the wife and the family. They understand something. This is not your rest. I got to take my position for you, my family, be in their position. So this is not your rest here. This is going to destroy you. This is polluted. Now he says. And he says in Revelation 2:10 and 11, what he say there, Mother E? What he say in Revelation End Time Prophecy, chapter 2, verse 10 and 11? What he say?
The book of Revelation, verse 10 and verse 11. Verse 10, fear not of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the congregation.
No.
He that overcometh shall not be saved.
Mother E, he telling us to do what? What is he telling us, Mother E? I mean, the next Lord got you here. What is he telling us to do? What he telling us in end time prophecy to do? What is he telling us to do there, Mother E? Can you break that down? What is he telling us to do?
Okay.
In that verse 10. Yeah, what he telling us to do?
In verse 10, he said, fear none of those things which thus shall suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto them, and I will give thee a crown of life.
What is he saying, Mother?
He's telling us to be a faithful unto death, and he's going to give us a crown of life.
I guess so. You mean that we tell him to do? But we got to precept that, Mother. We got to precept that. We got to hear that again. It's your third chapter. And we'll pick that up at verse number. We're going to the third chapter and pick it up at verse number 10 and 11. We got to precept that, Mother. Big General, you getting your precept together, Big General? Look what he says over in the third chapter, verse number 10 and 11. What do you say there, Mother E?
Revelation chapter 3, verse 10 and verse 11. 10. Because I have kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Verse 11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that badge which thou hast, that no man taketh thy crown.
That's big talk there, Mother E. Now, Mother E, that's great big talk.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine has FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
You broke up a lot, Steele. You breaking up. Can't hear nothing.
Yeah, I see I'm breaking up. WCC
keep that we got to break it up because of one reason. The reason you're breaking up because you're scamming. I'm clear that you're breaking up. See, you scaring us. And that's why we got you breaking up. I got you. What can I say? That's why we tell you sound to see you ready to. We need our own radio station. We need our own banquet hall. We need our own.
Yeah.
So who's going to hear what this man is saying? I know I'm breaking up. You know why? I was told. See, you scaring us. What do you mean I'm scaring you? By reading the Bible? You scared by hearing what the word of Yahuwah have got written in the Bible? That's all we tell them what the word of Yahuwah is saying. So that's what we tell you, see right here. We need to have our own so we can continue the message. So now I got to pull a rabbit out of hat behind that message now by saying, dear Israel, let's go to 24th chapter, verse 12 through 14. Hold that 18th chapter of Revelation for a minute. And that's precept that to the 24, verse 12 to 14. I know I'm breaking up because WCC says you scan us. I ain't trying to scare nobody. We're just trying to inform you that what Yahuwah is saying through his book, it'll be up to you. What do you say? Because the head man of the United States said his patience is running thin. But you're Yahuwah. So what Yahuwah said, just come and try it to see what you're made of. Hold that point right there. Let's back up to Revelation 14 chapter. Hold that point, too. Let's go to Revelation 14 first and pick up verse 9 through 13. Let's see what Yahuwah say behind that mother D of Israel. Let's see what he says in the book of Revelation 14, verse 9 to 13. Let's try that first. Revelation 14. Yes, ma'am. 9 to 13. Let's see what he say.
Revelation chapter 14, verse 9 to 13. Verse 9. And the third ministering spirit followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man or woman worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand. Verse 10. The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of Yahuwah, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the righteous innocent spirit and in the presence of the Lamb. Verses 11. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest, day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receive the mark of his name. Verse 12. Here is the patience of the 12 tribes of Israel, the saints. Here are they that keep Torah instructions and Yahuwah the Father and the covenant of Yahuwah the Son. 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in Yahuwah from henceforth. Yea, say the Spirit, that they may rest from their labor and their works. Do follow them.
What is he saying there, Mother B of Israel? What is he saying? Can you break that down to the national audience? I mean, I heard what the big dignitaries say. But what did Yahuwah say there, Mother B of Israel? What did he say?
You bless when you do Yahuwah's Torah instructions. Keep his covenant. You ain't got to worry about it.
Oh, so you see, you hear that big dinner?
You hear what the Almighty Yahweh saying? We heard it. We hear what the big dignitary is saying. They said their patience is running out. But what did Yahweh say? Well, let's see. Let's look at David. What did he say when he was put in that position? See, you have to always go and peep at what is written to see what did they do. Then you will know what you do when you on the clock. Big gentleman. Mm-hmm. Go to the 21st chapter, 1 Chronicles, Mother D.F. Israel. And let's see exactly what's going on in verse number 21 and pick it up at verse number 9. Now listen to this real chapter now. This is going to tell a story. It's going to paint a picture. How Yahweh operates. It's up to you though. Take heed. 1 Chronicles 21, pick up verse 9. Down to verse 13. Let's see what he says. 1 Chronicles 21, 9 to 13. You listening to Big Jerry? You got the thing working? Let's see what he says.
1 Chronicles chapter 21, verses 9 to 13. Verse 9. And Yahweh spake unto Gad, David's seer, saying, verse 10, go and tell David, saying, thus says Yahweh, I offer you three things. Choose you one of them, that I may do it unto you. Verse 11. So Gad came to David and said unto him, thus says Yahweh, choose you. Verse 12. Either 3 years famine or 3 months to be destroyed before your foes, while that the sword of thine enemy overtake you, or else 3 days the sword of Yahweh, even the pestilence in the land, and the menacing spirit of Yahweh destroying throughout all the coast of Israel. Now, therefore, advise yourself what word I shall bring again to him that sent me. Verse 13. And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let me fall now into the hand of Yahweh, for very great are his mercy. But let me not fall into the hand of man.
Ain't that something? You mean that Bible told that? That Bible said that? So there it is, here. The Bible just told you. He gave you pro and con. The Bible just gave you pro and con. We heard what the big dignitary with his bullhorn doing in Chicago, Illinois. We heard what he's doing.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine is FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
Ain't that something. You mean that Bible already on clock, the pros and cons. Oh, my mother, what it says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31 to 33, Mother E. Hey, Mother E.
31 to what?
Yeah, what it says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31 down to verse 33. You mean this Bible right here is bringing you the news just like you read it on the Faggy Playing News? This Bible telling you, okay, you heard the big thing, and you heard what I said. Now the ball is in your court. That's what he's saying.
Let's see the same in Proverbs 3:31-33.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 3:31-33. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose not of his ways. 32. For the power is abomination unto the Yahweh, but his secret is with his righteous. Verse 33. The curse of the Yahweh is in the temple of the wicked, in the house of the wicked. But the blessing the inhabitants of the just. But the blessing
but
bless the inhabitants of the just.
You mean this Bible is talking better than the 10 o'clock Peggy playing new? This Bible is telling us all this in there? Go to Proverbs 11:21, close it in now. Yeah, Israel. I mean, Moses, how about a closing statement in Proverbs 11:21? You mean this Bible right here is better than that? That what I've seen you be looking at all day long, this Bible telling you all of it? Yes, it is. It's telling you Proverbs 11:21.
Book of Proverbs chapter 11:21. No hand joined in hand.
Go.
The wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered.
You mean Bible is telling us all this information here on page 48? My. Although you join hand in hand with the wicked, that is not going to stop the punishment on the wicked. Is it there, 11:21? Mother E, welcome again. Mother Z, welcome again. Closing statement, you on the clock, come on.
Okay. Thank and praise Yahweh for this class. Thank and praise Yahweh for this year. For each and every one that's listen in on the class. Thank and praise Yahweh for it. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's Mother E. That's Mother Z. I'll tell you something. You mean this Bible is telling you better than the news is telling you yesterday? That's why you sooner or later you'll recognize the signs of the time, and these 6 and 9 accounts have all the answers you need. You got to move that pride spirit away from you and take it from there. Mother D.F. Israel, can you tell me what it says in Sirach 10:12? Can you tell me what it says in 10:12 of Sirach? Mother D.F. Israel, can you tell me what it says in Yeah, make it 10:12. What does it say in 10:12 of
Sirach?
Make it 12:10. What do it say in 12:10?
Sirach chapter 12:10. Never trust thine enemy, for like as iron rust, so is his wickedness.
The Bible says this? So what do it say in 10:12 now? The Bible says never trust your enemy. Is that what he's saying?
Yes.
What it says in 10:12?
Sirach chapter 10:12. The beginning of pride is when one departs from Yahweh and his mind is turned away from his maker.
That's nothing. The beginning of pride is when you turn away from your maker and you turn from what the man got written in the Bible. That's the beginning of pride. Let's go to Isaiah 13, verse 15, and Mother D up in there. What it says in Isaiah 13, 15?
Okay. Isaiah chapter 13, verse 15.
Yeah, 13, 15.
You said 15 or 16?
We'll make it 15. Make it 13, 15. Make it 13, 15.
Yes. Isaiah chapter 13, verse 15. Everyone that is found shall be thrust through, and everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword.
You mean Bob is saying that again? How can a book that we know is sitting all on the table, kicked all around, hit all the got all that big talk in there? When are we going to read some of this big old talk? All this big talk is in there. You know in Deuteronomy chapter 11, 26 through 28, they got some big talk in there too, though, mother. Deep in there. You know there's some big talk going on in Deuteronomy 11, 26 through 28? It's some big talk going on there.
Deuteronomy chapter 11, 26 to 28.
Yes.
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. Mm-hmm. 27. A blessing if you obey the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, which I command you this day. 28. And a curse if you will not obey Torah instructions of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, but turn aside out of the way, which I command you this day, to go after false Yahuwahs, which you have not known.
Mm-hmm. What it says in the 14th chapter of the book called Revelation, verse number 68. What it says in the 14th chapter of Revelation, verse 68.
Revelation, chapter 14, verse 6 through 8, verse 6. And I saw another ministering spirit flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting covenant to teach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Verse 7, saying with a loud voice, fear Yahuwah and give honor to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountain of water. Verse 8, and there fell another ministering spirit, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication.
Mm-hmm. Well, that Bible doing a whole lot of talking tonight. Let's go to Revelation chapter 7, and look at verse 9, 13, and 14. Let's see what it says in Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, 13, and 14. Now, most DF Israel. This Bible's doing a whole lot of talking on tape 48. What it says in Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, 13, and 14.
Okay. Revelation chapter 9, verse 7 to 14, did you say?
Yeah, chapter 7. Chapter 7, verse 9, 13, and 14.
Oh. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9.
13 and 14.
13 and 14. Verse 9. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all the nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hand. Verse 13. And one other elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? Verse 14. And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of a great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Second Ezra 38 through 40 in closing statement. Second Ezra chapter 2 verse 38 through 40. You mean when it's all said and done, them white garments with them fringes on, that's what Yahweh gonna look out to see you in. That's why we heard the righteous act on all the feast days with the white garments and the fringes on. You mean when it's all said and done, the one is making, that what you got to have on? Yes, see, right. So you better get all the James 5:20s you can get. And how you get them? Second Ezra 2, 38 through 40. What is saying that, Mother E? Mother D up in there? Mother D up in there. Second Ezra 2, 38 down to verse 40 and closing statement.
Second Ezra chapter 2, verse 38 to 40, verse 38. Arise up and behold the number of those that be sealed in the feast of Yahweh. 39, which are depart from the shadow of this world and have received honorable garments unto Yahweh. Verse 40, take your number, O Yahda Judah Israel, and shut up those of thine that are clothed and white, which have fulfilled Torah instructions of Yahweh.
You mean this Bible is telling all that, Mother D.F. Israel? You mean this Bible, all this Bible doing all that talking, and the sixth anointed comes before you humble. We give you the Bible. It's up to you. Mother D.F. Israel, until we eyeball to eyeball and chop part of the seventh day, what's your clothes behind that?
121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Verse 2. My help cometh from Yahweh, which made heaven and earth. Verse 3. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keepeth you will not slumber. Verse 4, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Verse 8, Yahweh shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Mother E, Mother Z, Mother D of Israel. Can't nothing be said behind that. Excellent. That's all the fear can say. Excellent. So, big boss man, with all that bread, big talking you doing.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine is FDA approved. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
Thank you.